Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe saying, Shlach Lecha Anoshim, send for yourself men, V'yosuru Eis Eretz Kenan, and they will spy out the land of Kenan. Asher Ani Noshim L'Bnei Yisrael, that I'm giving to the Bnei Yisrael, Ish Echod, one man, L'mate Avoysov, Tishloch. For the shevet of his fathers you should send. Kol Nasi Bam, every Nasi. Now, we find by the Meraglim that the name of the Meraglim switches from the beginning of the parasha towards the middle. In the beginning it says, Shlach Lecha Anoshim, V'yosuru Es Eretz Kenan. It doesn't say V'yoraglu Es Eretz Kenan, it says V'yosuru Es Eretz Kenan. Later on in the parasha, it says that they were by. It says by Yavayu at Nachal Eshchol by Yeraglu Oysoi. From then on, it calls them Meragla. So what's the pshat? What does that mean? Why does it switch all of a sudden in the middle? So the Sefer Akshava Kabbalah from Yaakov Mecklenburg, Zechatzadik Lebracha, says that there's a difference in the connotation between Biosuru and Meragla. Yosuru is a lotion of tourist. I mean, the name, the word, Yosuru, sounds like tourist. The tourist goes to a place for its attractions. He goes to see the nice places. You go to Eretz Yisrael, you're touring. You want to see the Kaisel, you want to see the Mekayim HaZadoshim. You want to see the good parts of it. You're not going there to find its chesroinus. A meragel is usually associated with someone that wants to see the weaknesses of the land. But what you find by Yosef, Yosef accused the brothers, Meraglim Atem, you're Meraglim, you know, you came to see us Erevat Ha'orez. You came to see the Chesroinus in the land. So the word Meraglim is associated with seeing the bad in something. But Moshe Rabbeinu L'chatchila sent them, he wanted them to see the good. Shlach L'cha, and Hashem told them, Shlach L'cha Anoshim V'yosuru Es Eretz Kenan. Let them go and tour the land of Canaan and see its miles and see how beautiful it is and bring back the Emes, a big Basura to Klal Yisrael. The problem was somehow in the middle, it says by Yeraglu Oysa, for some reason, which maybe we'll see a little bit later on, they tried to look for the Mumin and the Pagamim of the Oretz, and in that way, they were Nixon. The Emes is, works out very well, because after the Meraglim spoke badly against Eretz Yisrael, so it says later on, V'yayishua b'nun v'kolad ben yifuna min hatorim es ha'aretz. They weren't called Meraglim. They were min hatorim es ha'aretz, because they went for the purpose that they were sent for l'chatchila, to go and see the miles of Eretz Yisrael, not to look for its chesroinus. So by then the Taka says, the way was not l'chatchila, v'yosuru min hatorim min ha'aretz. So the pasuk goes on to enumerate the names of Eilu Shemaisa. L'mate Ruven, Shamua ben Zakur, L'mate Shimish, Shabbat ben Chayri, L'mate Yehuda Kol ben Yefuneh, L'mate Yisachar Yigul ben Yosef, and so on and so on and so on. Now the question is, in which Seder are they mentioned over here? It says Ruven, Shimon, Yehuda, Yisachar, Ephraim, Binyamin. I mean, what Seder are the names mentioned over here? The Ramban over here asks this question. It's not looking the Seder of the Dgolim. The Dgolim were set up in camps in a certain order. The Dgolim were Yehudi Yisachar Zvulun, Reuven Shimon Gad. This is not the Seder of the Dgolim. It was not looking the order of the population of the Shvatim. That also not. It's also not in the order in which the Shvatim were born. So what Seder is mentioned over here? Why did it mention it in this Seder? So the Ramban over here says that it was mentioned in the Seder of the Mila of the Nisim. In other words, Lefi their covet, the way they were looked at by the people, that's the way it mentions. It's the Shamuaz and Ben Zakur was the most chashiv. Shofet Ben Chayri was next, then Kalu Ben Yifune, Yigal Ben Yosef, and Sheh Ben Nun. As I talked to Ramban, so the Psukim over here were mentioned in the order of the chashivas of the Nisim. Rav Yankin is Meir, it's a Pella, because to say that the others were more kosher than Kol Ben Yefuna and Yahushua, Kol Ben Yefuna was, you know, the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda, and he remained for a while afterwards, he went to Eretz Yisrael, Yahushua Ben Nun was the monarch of Klal Yisrael. So it's a Pella, I mean, it's not a kosher, but it's a Pella that they were more kosher than Yahushua Ben Nun and Kol Ben Yefuna. The emes is, I think that the pshat's like this, that what the Ramban means is that they were enumerated in the order of how their covenant was in the eyes of the people. That doesn't necessarily mean that the emes thinking covenant that they deserve was really like that. You know, not every time when a person is considered choshev in the eyes of the people, is that the covenant banis. The Gemara says in Bava Basra that there was a certain amira, learning with his father, and it says Neshama went up to Shemayim. And when he came back down again, his father asked him, what did you see? So he said, Oilam Hafach Ra'isi. I saw an upside down world. El Yoinim Lamata, those that are down here are considered Choshev, up there they're lower. And those that are down here are not considered so Choshev, up there they're considered more Choshev. So it may very well be that in the eyes of the people, Shamu ben Zakur and Shavu ben Chayri, they were talking more Choshev than Kol ben Yefune and Yeshua ben Nun. But of the Emesdikah Hashivas, the Emesdikah Pnimiyas, that Taka showed up after the mice of the Miranda. That's the kind of shot in the Ramban. The Sipurna apparently was bothered by this problem, and the Sipurna says that they're listed in the order of their ages. Because the Sipurna didn't want to learn like the Ramban, that they're listed in the order of their kashivas, because l'chayr this plea that they should be more kosher than Kol ben Yefune and Yeshua ben Nun, l'chayr it's a plea. So he says they were listed in the order of their ages. Rav Yankin points out that that's very shver, because if you look at the Seder Hadayris and the Sefer Hayuksin, according to the ages, it comes out with Yehemez that Yeshua was born before Kol ben Yefune. And over here, Yeshua is mentioned after Kol ben Yefune. So it's shver to say that this was mentioned according to the ages. So Rav Yankin says his own pshat. Rav Yankin in the Sefer says his own pshat. It says in Devarim, Vatikruvu Eli Kulchem. Moshe Rabbeinu is recounting the mice of the Meraglim. Vatikruvu Eli Kulchem. So Rashi Biruvuvia. You came all mixed up. You Lodim Deichvin Hazakanim. The youngsters, you all came mamish with Azar Rash, with Azar Tumul. The young ones were pushing away the Zakanim, and the Zakanim were pushing away those that were higher than them. That's a simon that the whole thing made Kara wasn't really L'Shem Shemayim. Hazoizot Rashi. So Yaakov wants to say that that's exactly why over here the Taka were not mentioned in the Seder of any particular Seder. Not in the Seder of the Golem, not in the Seder of Hashivas, not in the Seder of anything. Because they came in all out of order. Memelem is a remez over here that the whole Bakoshe was Shalom the Seder. What's Taka the Indian? I mean, that was the tain on them, that they came, Shalai Veseder, that they pushed the Zakenim. What was the Indian over here? So one of the Svarim says over there in Devarim, Al Piyamaisim Dr. Chaim Volozhiner. Chaim Volozhiner, we know, started the first Litvishi Yeshiva, the way that was passed down through the generations. Before Chaim Volozhiner, I mean, at least in Lithuania, you know, there wasn't the concept of the yeshiva. People went to the base matters, but the seder in the yeshiva that was closed off from the rest of the world, a misgeret, an insular organization, that did not exist in Litva until Rav Chaim Volozhiner was miyasid. So when he first came, he wouldn't start anything without asking the Vilna Gaon, his Rebbe, for permission for his askama. So he came with chetchila to the Gaon and he told him his plan. He feels that the times necessitated because there are outer winds blowing at Haskola and culminate different hashpahs that you needed an insular organization which isolates the rest of the world and it works from within. He felt it was very necessary. The Goyim listened and he was silent. And the Reb Chaim understood, mitoich his silence, that he wasn't masking. A few months later he came back to the Goyim. And again, he was matzia, his idea. And this time the Gaon was masking. So Chaim said, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, teach me Rebbe. Look at Chilu, when I came, you know, I had the same plan, and I was matzia, the same doc. So also, look at Chilu, the Rebbe wasn't masking, and now the Rebbe was masking. So I'll tell you a portion, he says. Look at Chilu, you came with the biggest spilus, you know, your mom is building it up, you spoke with the Islahamas, whatever. Whenever a person speaks overly exuberant about something, you have to be choshed that maybe there's a little bit of Yetzirah involved also. Maybe there's some, you know, ulterior motive there. And to be miyasid an organization with a little bit of Shalei L'Shma, it's going to be a chsar in the whole team of the organization. When you came now, I saw you presenting it as if you were an outsider, and you were preventing it, you were presenting it totally on an intellectual level without any self-motivation there. So I understood it's totally l'shem shemayim and memela. That's why I was masking. But that's the shot when Moshe Rabbeinu said you came to Rebuvia. You were so hyped up, you were so hyper, you didn't see where you were going. These ones pushed those, and those pushed these. There's a simon over there that there was some ulterior motive. If you would have come to Lassen and thought out and all explaining it on an intellectual basis, no, maybe there was a l'shem shemayim there. But by the way you came, Biruvuvia, that showed that you were all hepped up about something and you had some bad machshavas there. So Zachary Yankiv, that's why over here it's not mentioned out of order, to show that the whole presentation was done out of order. Vayikra Moshe lo Hosea ben Nun Yehoshua, Zot Rashi, his following of Koyosh Yaakov Me'atzas Meragma. May Hashem save you from the plot of the Meragma. So everybody asks the question, why did he only daven for Yehoshua? What's that especially about Yehoshua? He didn't daven for Kolev. So the Targum Yehoshua ben Zil over here says, Ki dechoza Moshe Angus Nusay, Korola Yehoshua. When he saw Hosea ben Nun's anovid, that's when he called him Yehoshua, and that's when he was mispalo Koyosh Yaakov Me'atzas Meragma. What does it got to do with anovid? He saw his anovid. So the simple pshat in the Targum Yehoshua ben Simon Ozeal is that normally when somebody is an anov, he tends to give in to the opinion of others. And outside anovid, always say, if some of the other person is right. Over here, if Yeshua is such a big anav, and he's going around, he's going together with other people that have a shame of being gedolim, in case they plot tack or something big, and he will listen to it, there's a emesdik echshash that because of his anavit, he might give in to them. So Yeshua, because of his anavit, he needed a special bracha, koya shiachom ehasas miradim. That's the simple pshat in the Targum Yehoshua ben Uzziel. The Or Chodosh, the Pirush Or Chodosh on the Sechlis Pesachim, that says a very nice chav. It's a simple pshat, but it's a very nice chav. Bemish tells the Kasha, why was Moshe Rabbeinu afraid that Yeshua would be Yoran and Averil? If he's the Seder on Dvorim over here, Yeshua was already past 40 years old. Regular person lives 70. Mishnei Seinu and Shiv Mishana. And Chazal also say in the Sechlis, Chazal also say that if a person passed most of the years of his life without chayt, chances are he's not going to do any chatoim. So Yeshua passed the line of demarcation. He passed Reish Naisav. He was a tzaddik gomer. So there was no real chash. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to give him this bracha? The Teretz, the Gemara says in the Sechlis Tainis, Kol HaMavra Midaisav, Marichin LaYom Moshe Naisav. Someone that's Mavra Midaisav, and he gives in to others, he's Machni himself to others, so the Marich Yom Moshe. So if I saw Yeshua was an honor, he was Mavra Midaisav, so Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid that he's going to live a lot longer than a regular person. Memele, he didn't live through most of his life. Memele, he needs a brach. Those are the Or Chodosh on the Sechdes Pesach. Vayavoyu ad Nachal Eshkel. They came till Nachal Eshkel. Vayichrusu Misham Zemira the Eshkel Anovim Ebed. They cut off a branch of a vine with a big cluster of grapes. Vayisoeyu Bamoit Mishnayim. So Rashi says that altogether there were four poles. That means there were two poles parallel and one person on each end. So you had four people holding those poles. And there were two people going vertically parallel. So you had two people each with those poles. So altogether, the people that carried the Eshkel Shel Anovim totaled eight. One took a pomegranate, and one took a teyah. That's the way Rashi says the setup was. Very interesting story that Rabbi Yashiv, he has a sefer on the Masechta Sota. So Masechta Sota, Daf Lamed Aleph, he quotes an interesting story. So Rav Shlomo Kluger, he was in the city of Zalafirt. I'm not sure exactly what his tafkid was over there, what his job was, but he left the city of Zalavir, and he came to the city of Brod to apply for a job as a Malamed. the Rav of the city. I'm not sure if he was officially the Rav, but definitely the one that all the Shilas came to at that time was Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolius, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the Beis Ephraim, the Matir Ephraim from the Gaon Olam. He actually was a businessman, but he served as the Paisik in Shilas came to him from all around the world. He was a Chavar of Kiva Eger with other Gedolim. So the minig was in Brod that when someone came to Brod to try out as a Malamid, they were machabed with a drasha beforehand. You know, and he gave a drasha, they liked his drasha, they would give him the job as a Malamid. So he came, apparently it was Parsha Shlach when he gave his drasha. He did Malamda drasha. And he wasn't sure what the reaction of the crowd was. So afterwards, he went to visit the Beis Ephraim, or Ephraim Zalman Margolius, to ask him what he thought of the drasha. So he comes in, Rav Ephraim Zalman didn't give him such a ponim soichakos, didn't look like he was too tzufriden with the drasha. So he says, how the Rav liked the drasha? So he says, according to your cheshbon that you said in the drasha, it comes out that there were 24 meravim. That doesn't seem with the Torah. Torah says there were 12 meravim. I have 24 meravim. That's what he tells him. So Shlomo Kluger tells him, does the Rav have a Yerushalmi in the house on the Masechta Saita? So he says, no, in those days it was hard to acquire a Yerushalmi. So he says, you have a Bavli Masechta Saita? So he says, yeah. So he brings him a Bavli Masechta Saita, opens up, places on Lamed Dalet, brings down the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Akiva says there were 24 meravim. He shows him, often Rabbi Akiva and the Yerushalmi says they were 24 meravim. So he was impressed. He says, I don't want to give you a job as a Malamed. I want to make you the Rav of the city. And that's how he became the Rav of the city. Thursday, so Rabbi Akiva holds it, there was 24 meravim. I, the Thursday, tomorrow was stomach. He had some sort of a drasha. There was stomach 12 Ikrim, there was stomach 12 Tafel. But the nice thing, there was a shita that Rabbi Akiva holds that there were 24 meravim. Comes along the Chassam Sofer, on his Pirush on Devarim, Teirus Moshe, he asks a Bombekash. The Gemara in Masechtas Brachos, actually it's a Gemara in Megillah Daf Chav Gimel, learns out from the Meraglim that a minion needs 10 people. How does he learn it out? He learns it out, it says, Toich, it says, V'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, I will be sanctified amongst the b'nei Yisrael. So it says, Toich, it says by Adas Koirach, He bodlu misoich ha'eda, Adas Koirach. Right, so we learn Toich, and just like by Koirach Eda is 10, so too over here. How do you know that by Koirach Eda is 10? Right? So that we learn Eda from the Meraglim. Ad Mosei la'eda ha'ro ha'zois, by the Meraglim, two of the Meraglim were Yeshua and Kalei. So you were left with 10. So we learn out Eda and Toich, that a minion is with 10 people. Fragt, the Chassam Sofer Akashia, according to Rabbi Akiva, right? There were 24 Meraglim. So how do we learn this drasha over here? So I thought that the simple pshat, simple is that when you make a hekesh, it's on what's said b'feirush in the pasuk. A hekesh is a pshat, it transfers what's written in, or exerishavit, it transfers what's written in the pasuk here to the other places if it's written there as well. But what's not written b'feirush in the Torah, that is not nichul in a hekesh or exerishavit. That's what I was thinking of saying pasuk. But there's some sort of reaction to the akasha. The Imre Yemes, but he heard the kash, he said, Poshet, the Yerushalmi Lushitos, Itaka does not learn out the din of minion from over here. When the Yerushalmi in Brachas brings down the limud for a minion, it brings down a limud from the Bnei Yosef. The Poshet that it brings down is, this is in Brachas, the Yerushalmi Perzain Alofi Gimel, by Yavoyu Bnei Yisrael, Lishbar B'Soich HaBoyim. The Bnei Yisrael came B'Soich HaBoyim, and over there there was Tenish Fatim. That's the remez it brings from over there. It learns out Teich from the Seich Abon, from over there. So the Rishami, the Shitas, he's very good. Rishami holds like Rabbi Akiva, there were 24. Shitak has to learn out from someplace else. They don't learn from the Meraglim. They learn out from someplace else. This is an interessante ta'ore from the Chassam Sofer and from the Imre Yemes. Vel's kasha over here to understand is how these Anoshim, Roshei B'nei Yisrael Hema, How could they be nichshol? Like, what happened over here all of a sudden? How could they be nichshol? Different pshatim said what exactly was the chait, but I saw a pshat from Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. The emes is that Rashi brings down shlach lecho anoshim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, I'm not commanding you to do it. You send it on your own volition. You know, I told them, I said it was very good. Right? I told them that. They don't believe me. Chayechem, that I'm noisim lehem dover, I'm going to give them something that they're going to be nichshol on. What that dover that they were nichshol on, that's a question amongst the Nefarshim, amongst Chazal. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld said, Amari the Kipshat. He said that when the Meraglim came into Eretz Yisrael, right away there was zeichet to Ruach HaKodesh. Wow, Ruach HaKodesh, what could be better than that? But with the Ruach HaKodesh, they saw all of the generations from then till the end of history. So Rav Yosef Chaim, they saw the generations of Bayis Rishon, where they were Chaytei. They were Chaytei in the Gimel Chamuris, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayah, Svichas Damin. They saw the generations of Yerovam ben Nevat. They saw the generations of what happened in Bayis Sheni. You know, the greater the Kedusha, the greater the Yetzer Hara for Chait. It doesn't, you know, opportunity doesn't come for free. Opportunity comes with a price. And if the Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael is greater, then the Yetzer Hara for Chait is also great. And Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld is Moisev. He saw the modern day era with an Ashram came to Eretz Yisrael. You know, and what they were doing in Eretz Yisrael. So you have to pack it. If this is what Eretz Yisrael does, that the Yetzer Hara is greater than there to offset the Kedusha, so what are we doing there? What do we want to go there for? Let's stay in the Midbar, let's go back to the tribe. This is what they said. Their mistake was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to go to Eretz Yisrael, that's why. You could have all your cheshbonis. This is the old cloud that we have that comes back over and over again. Bahadi kafshid rachmona lamalacha. You don't get involved in the cheshbonis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to do Chatoyim, there's going to be the Yetzer Hara, a thousand things. Maybe. Over Aval Pikein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ki Toiva Ha'aretz Ma'oid Ma'oid. Rabbi Yosef Chaim says that that's merumiz in the words when it says, Eretz Oicheles Yoishvel. It's a land that consumes those that settle there. Because there's a Yetzer Hara over there. And if somebody doesn't keep his balance properly, he doesn't fight against the Yetzer Hara B'chol HaTaykin, it could be an Eretz Oicheles Yoishvel. And like the Sefer HaKuzri says, Eretz Yisrael is not soluble those that are metamed. It spits them out. The Lashon also, Hanufilim Hoyu Ba'aretz, the Bnei Nefilim, Parsh of Shana means the giants, that people fall and pocket from them. They saw Hanufilim, they saw the people who became Bnei Yerida in Eretz Yisrael, because they weren't able to stand up to the Yetzer Hara. Afalpi came with all of this, Yeshua and Kolei said, Toiva Ha'aretz Ma'oid Ma'oid, Oleinala V'Yerashna Weisa. Besides, you know, despite all the hardships, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we're going to go there and we're going to be Matzliach, then you can't have your egg in the Cheshbonis. Yeah, there'll be hardships. We're not denying that there'll be hardships. Over Abba PK, if this is the Ratz Nabayr, we have to go there. So, there was a Shtarkim Bakum Litois. Based on this, they saw the Ruach HaKadosh, what's going to happen. They saw Mamish terrible calamities happening. The Afal Pikein, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki Teva Ha'aretz Ma'id Ma'id, you can accomplish a tremendous amount over there. You can't go bust your egg in the Cheshbonis. So he's up to Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. Yeshua and Kolei said, Ach Ba'Hashem Al Timreidu, do not rebel against Hashem. Ba'atem Al Tiro is Ham Ha'aretz. Ki Lachmeinu Heim, they're our bread. We're going to eat them up, we're going to consume them. Sor tzilom me'alehem, their protection has left them, which means l'chakula they were worried that maybe there were tzaddikim there that will be megin on them. Sor tzilom me'alehem, the tzaddikim they have left them. V'Hashem itonu, Hashem is with us. Al tirom, do not be afraid of them. There's a beautiful pshat that I saw from the Sfas Emes in sor tzilom me'alehem. The way the parshat pshat is sor tzilom. That which protects them, sail is something that's making on them. Shasema says a different shot. The word tzilom comes from the word shadow. He says everything in this world, all of the riches of the Goyim, All the pachad of the Goyim is nothing more than a mirage. It's not real. It's meant as an assignment for us. We should overcome them by davening Ta'kodesh Baruch Hu, by Limud HaTorah, by doing mitzvahs. Everything else is just a mirage. It's not real. Marshal Ahmad over Diamond. Person's walking on a dark road, and up ahead he sees these fearsome tzurais up front, and he's scared. He's trembling. He's mechazik himself, and he moves on. And when he comes closer, he starts laughing. He sees there were only shadows of different forms with a little bit of light that looked scary, and there's no real mitzias to them. He says, that's the same with all of the rishis in the world. It doesn't really have a mitzias. It's not real. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it into the world just as an assayin. But if we are misgaber, then it just fades away as if there's nothing there. So Mayudik Ipshat that I saw, one of the Svarim brings down, when the Sar Shalesev attacked Yaakov Avinu, and they started fighting. So at the end, Yaakov Avinu was Menatzeach. So Yaakov Avinu tells the Sar Shalesev, tell me, what's your name? She says, Lomos Atishal Lishmi. What do you have to ask me my name for? Yaakov Avinu tells him his name. He doesn't want to tell Yaakov his name. So one of the Svarim says that was his real name. His real name was Lomos Atishal Lishmi. What's the pshat? But name touches up the essence of something. It touches up a mitzias. The Tzar Shel Esav was saying, I'm just the Yetzer Hara. I don't have a real mitzias. I'm only there to entice you to do aveiros. But I'm not real. I don't have a real name. I don't have a real essence. And that's really what the Esav of the world represents. And that's really what the Goyim and the Rishon of the world represent. Those that are trying to be machshulas. They don't have a real mitzias. That's the shot over here. It's the most interesting thing. By the Vurcha. First Mishnah of Avakam, Arbo, Ovis, Nezikin, Heim. It doesn't say the word hang. So Abba Ovis Nezikin. Tosfos says the kashya here. In other places, Abba Rosh Hashanah hang. Why by Nezikin does it not say hang? So the Ramami Panu, so the Kabbalah, the Gesefri, says that the Abba Ovis Nezikin represent the four Goliaths. The four Goliaths are just a mirage. It's not real. If it would have said hang, they are, that would be mashmal that they have a real Matthias. They don't have a real Matthias. It's a passing thing. Take a look, the Roman Empire with the Greek Empire, all those that oppressed us, where are they today? Great Spanish Empire, where are they today? They're all Bokalum of Bokal, they don't have a real Messias, and Klal Yisrael lives on. So on the Goyim, it's not shy to say the word hang. So that's up to Svasemes, that's the pshat. You're afraid of giants, you're afraid of Orim and Tzurais, they're not real. The minute you go in there and you're down to Hashem, and you're by Terek Hashem, you'll see it's just a shadow. And Sort Silo Mehalayim, the shadow will just pass in front of you, it's going to be nothing. They don't have a real Messias. As I tag to Svasemes over here, in Sort Silo Mehalayim. I once said a Maisa over here. Just to give a little bit of a marshal to them, Mr. Gemeitzer, a friend of mine told me this, that they went to some amusement park, and in the amusement park, there was a spook house. You go in, they ride through, and they scare you, the lights go off, they start scaring you, all kinds of noises. This guy goes in into his seat, into the ride, and by mistake, they forgot to turn off the lights. So he's riding through the entire thing, There's a feather that comes in front that gives him a little tickle on the head. And there's another, and he sees everything going on. He's laughing. So afterwards, when he comes out of the thing, they apologize to him. They didn't give him a good thing. So they want to let him go for free the next time around. So he went the next time around. He was laughing the whole time. He knew it's not real Matthias. When you know what it really is, it's not a real Matthias. It's not scary at all. That's the pshat. We have to know. It's a limit for us, Bisman Azeb. What's going on in the world today? It's the Chara Pachat Chagim. The Klal Yisrael surrounded by nations of the world, and Mamash, it looks like, where are we going to have a Tkuma? But the emes is, you have to know that all it is, it's only like shadows that pair. Look what's happening in the Middle East today. They're killing each other out. It's a shadow. That's all it is. It's not a real Matthias. It's something that's going to come apart on its own. The Iker, what we have to do is to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be Seimach on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we'll talk to Bizaika to see also Sor Tzilon Me'alayim. Have a good Shabbos, everybody. Good Shabbos.